I think her karma is going to play out fully. You know, from her energy, I get a lot of someone who has taken pleasure in harming others. To crack the heart and to start healing some of those sinister issues and traumas that, you know, have caused her to scam others.
So you think there was some sinister issue?
Yes.
I'm Jonathan Walton, and this is a bonus episode of Queen of the Con, where I interview the man who's really responsible for bringing Mayor Smith to justice. It's episode 9, Buddha Noah Knows Best. FYI, as soon as Buddha Noah and I start talking, dozens of birds show up out of nowhere and start chirping. I take it as a sign from God that I'm in the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. Or, Mare sent her minions to try to ruin this interview. You be the judge. I am sitting here today with the man who is singularly responsible for getting Mare Smith arrested, charged, convicted, and sentenced to 5 years in jail. Buddha Noah, thank you so much for joining me today. It is a great honor and a privilege to speak to you.
Absolutely, and wow, what I'm just listening to that. That's a lot.
That day I called you in distress, and I wanted to walk away. I was hoping you'd tell me to walk away. I was looking for that.
Well, I know the universe sent you to me because I'm a troublemaker, you know, as an intuitive, but trouble for good.
I
love to use intuition as a way to help people. So this was a perfect opportunity when you came to me.
I had reached a point where I was going to give up. I was 7 months into my investigation and nothing was happening. I was calling police every day and they weren't filing charges. I was finding a ton of other victims. I was reporting them to the police and the police would tell me, they have nothing to do with my case. This doesn't help my case. Stop calling. I was annoying them, you know, and my husband and I were fighting over my obsession to bring Mayor Smith to justice and getting nowhere. It was taking a heavy toll on my mental health. And he begged me over and over again, you gotta let this go. So I was ready to give up. I just needed a sign. And I was watching television and I saw somebody talk about a spiritual advisor. And I thought, that's what I need. I need a spiritual advisor. So I Googled spiritual advisor, Los Angeles, and came upon your Yelp page, Buddha Noah. And you had like tons and tons of 5-star reviews, and I called you to make an appointment, and you had like a long waiting list. I had to wait almost a month to speak to you. But my God, I'm glad I did, because when I got on the phone with you and explained my dire predicament, and I was getting nowhere fast, and I wanted to give up, and I'm ready to walk away, please tell me that's the right thing to do. Please tell me I should walk away. Please tell me to let it go. Tell me it's time. But instead, you said, no way. You implored me not to give up. You said you see her getting arrested. You said you see her getting charged with scamming me. You said you see her going to trial and getting convicted and going to jail.
It's just amazing that, firstly, that justice, partly or wholly, has been served. That's exciting because, you know, a lot of people were hurt in this situation.
Yeah.
So, firstly, that's where my heart goes, is great. Justice in some way was served to the best of the universe's ability. For whatever reason, you know, she got the time that she got.
But you warned me, it's not going to be for as long as I like. You told me you see me on television telling my story. You filled me with a renewed sense of hope and optimism and gave me the will to keep fighting when I was at the end of my rope. I was going to give up. And by God, every single thing you said that day came to pass. 5 months after I spoke to you, she was charged and arrested for scamming me. And then 10 months after that, she was tried and convicted and sentenced to 5 years in jail. Not as long as I wanted. And certainly now because of COVID, she got out early. So my question to you is, first, thank you. And second, how did you see all those things months before they happened? What are you plugged into, Buddha Noah?
Honestly, I felt it right away. I felt right away, no. This story is going to play out in a positive for you as a victim and for the other victims. Honestly, as an intuitive, it's just energy. So I get a hit, and I've had to learn to trust that through my own life circumstances, so much so that now other people can trust me with the hits of energy I get with, you know, some of life's questions.
You get a hit. What is that? What does that feel like? Is it just like a knowing?
It is. I deal with a lot of people with stress and anxiety. And what I've learned is that anxiety is a lot like psychic intuition. You feel it in your body. Like something starts to feel uncomfortable or not quite right. And I've learned how to really just tune into what is the feeling trying to show me or tell me. So it's information. I kind of just slow down and feel in. And working with a lot of people over the years, it's just become kind of automatic. So when you came to me, there wasn't really any question. I had no doubt in my mind. I could see the energy of you were going to be victorious. That was, it wasn't a percentage of yes or percentage of no. It was 100%. Oh, it was. And I think it was her karma. I think it was genuinely me picking up on the person's karma was telling me this is a path she's going down.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
And it's funny you say that because one of the things you told me is, and I didn't give you her name, so you couldn't have Googled her. Mm-mm. I even used a fake name when I called you. I didn't want you to know I'm a TV producer because you could Google my name. Mm-hmm. But at that point, like, my story wasn't out there. Only the fact that I'm a TV producer working. Mm-hmm. The fact that I got conned wasn't out there. So I intentionally wanted to blind you from all that in case, you know, I'm suspicious of everyone. Mm. But you told me, you asked me, is she psychic? Mm. She's very gifted. And I'm like, yes, she is psychic. I've witnessed her read people. She has a psychic business where she's like reading people and scamming people. Mm. How did you feel her, that she was a psychic? Like, that's another thing you just...
Yes. You know, it's kind of like takes one to know one. So I definitely, when I feel that someone else is intuitive, it's very much, you can feel this person's kind of like me. They maybe use their intuition or whether it's charisma or whether it's just connecting to people, I could feel she was using that skill. So that's probably where that came from. But you know, and going back and watching the con, I had real feelings about her being a psychic because, you know, it takes a lot for an intuitive who's trying to do good to build up credibility and a positive reputation. Yeah. So, you know, when I say justice was served, there's a lot of people as intuitives that want to do good, that want to help people, like in this situation.
Right.
And she was out here hurting people. So there's a part of me that was... that could understand maybe why the universe put me on the case a little bit.
Yes, no, absolutely. I feel that way too. You know, when I got conned, I felt God was punishing me. But as the months went on and I did what I did and I started finding all these victims and I stopped her from scamming Bob's two homes from him and you know, I felt like, oh, I think God chose me to do this. Like I meant no one stopped her. She's gone her whole life, 40 plus years at that point, scamming people unabated. The minute she's found out, she just moves to another town and starts a whole other identity and starts scamming people all over again. And, you know, I felt like God chose me, like the buck stopped with me. And you absolutely, because without you, I would have given up. Without
so we might have been a little bit of a ragtag team, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I got chills. Absolutely. Without
and
you, I
would have
stopped.
That's why we connect. We connect so well, you know, authentically. But it's so interesting because I'd also read something that you'd said and just, you know, after you'd shared with me that justice had indeed been served. As I was going back, I think I was on your website or somewhere. And you
I'm
said,
so touched you're on my website.
Yes, absolutely. Because I really, you know, I cared about what was going on. And what a story, you know. But yes, you had said, little did she know that she picked the wrong person. Yeah. And you were the perfect person with who you are, how diligent you are, your own value for justice and doing the right thing. Yeah, it had to be someone who was willing to go the distance and, you know, go through some of the pain you went through with your family, with your partner.
Yeah.
And just trying to stay in this because everybody was watching you struggle. So I'm glad when I got that hit, I'm glad you trusted that.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm glad we spoke. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you're talking to me today. So the thing that I've noticed, because you're a psychic, so maybe you can speak on this. I've interviewed dozens of her victims who are clients who were seeing her as a psychic. She would always start out legitimately. She could read strangers. Mm-hmm. But I noticed when she got to know people, she couldn't read them anymore. She only could read strangers. I witnessed her bring strangers to tears. And a lot of the victims I interviewed who, you know, don't want to be part of the podcast but told me what happened, say that the readings eventually were just so off. They started on point, amazing. She can pick stuff out of the air. and then she couldn't. Is that a common thing? Does familiarity...
Yes. Okay. Yes, I totally understand. From my experience, you know, you have to step back as an intuitive, as a reader professionally. It's actually easier to read people you don't know. Like a cold reading is a thing for a reason.
Yeah.
Because you're able to use your skills of looking at a person, feeling at a person. Most people can do a cold reading. They just don't know, so they don't try.
Right.
But as you get to know someone, you know, their desire for substance in the reading becomes greater. They actually expect deeper. So if you're not truly skilled in your intuition, or you haven't trained, or you aren't authentically trying to help...
I just got chills. Yes. Mm. If you're not authentically trying to help, which she was not authentically trying to help. She was just shaking people down for money.
Yeah, because it's not actually... Cold reading is a human skill. It's a skill that you can learn, you know, even FBI, you know, training. They teach you body language. They teach you how to read if someone's lying. Cold reading is a skill.
Right.
But for psychics, intuitives, mediums, you know, in religion and church, they call them prophets. The sense comes with a need. So there has to be a need present for you to be able to channel for a person. You had a real need when you came to me.
I did.
But there are people that come to me where stuff is so superficial, I don't even get a hit because
it's based on the energy they're bringing.
Absolutely. And an authentic intuitive might even say that, you know what, I'm not the right person to be involved with this, or this isn't my particular area of intuitive expertise. For me, relationships, people, purpose, destiny.
Yeah.
That's a lot of what your situation was about. Your destiny, your purpose in this, her destiny, her karma in this as a con artist. So I think that's, again, the universe choosing the right person maybe to help with my specific skill set and your specific passion for this.
And it's funny, had I not heard the phrase spiritual advisor, like it would, you know, suddenly like, yes, that's what I need, a spiritual advisor. Like I didn't even know I was, you know, it's like I didn't even know I was looking for you when I was looking for you, but my God, I just got chills. So intention is everything.
Absolutely.
If people come to you with a superficial, am I going to get curls later or something dumb?
Right.
That's not something you can tune into. But if it's something super important in their lives,
yes,
it pings in your brain.
That's absolutely right.
And you'd mentioned everyone has some kind of intuition.
Yes.
And that pings with me because there have been so many moments in my life since I was a kid, almost defining moments where I averted disaster because something told me. You know, I remember I'm 17 years old driving my brother and my cousins to a Mariah Carey concert going south on the 95 in Miami. And it's pitch black. They're doing construction. I can't really see. But something told me, just shift over to the middle lane. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I shifted over to the middle lane, a giant bus that was broken down, no lights, was right there. And everyone in the car thought I moved to avoid the bus. But I'm like, no, I just changed lanes in a sec. I don't know why I changed lanes. I avoided that. I've had so many moments like that in my life where I have a knowing.
Yes.
Something was like telling me. I'm like getting information from the universe.
And see, that for me, as someone who I do readings pretty much every day of my life, I have learned through my own experience and through supporting others, that's how we should be living life. You know, we want our brains to do so much of the work in figuring out even just our day-to-day movements that we aren't listening to those subtle messages and subtle cues of the heart, of the mind, even of our gut. You know when your gut is telling you, don't go there.
Yeah.
So it is as much about listening to your body as much as it is about taking in information from the outside and making judgment. So yes, everybody is intuitive, but some people are born with that heightened sense.
Right.
Just like some kids are born really tall and they become basketball players.
Right.
Some are born with higher intuition and they become healers and intuitives. So yeah, we're useful. You know, even the CIA was using psychics, you know, and maybe still is.
Oh no, they absolutely are. No, they're...
That's a whole nother podcast.
Oh no, but that is a thing. Yeah, like different police agencies use psychics to find missing people.
Exactly.
But the problem is there's so many frauds and they ruin it for the good.
Yes.
They ruin it for you guys, the frauds like Mayor Smith.
Well, it's very much like a mechanic. If you don't know about cars and your car breaks down and you take it to a mechanic, you're trusting what that mechanic is saying. You go to an intuitive, that intuitive is either going to, you know, charge you a lot more because you're naive, or, you know, you have a strong sense of self, a good understanding of people, and you just want their honest, intuitive opinion. So you're going to be treated fairly and with respect. There are some car mechanics out there are going to scam you, and there are some that are going to give you the $150 oil change and tune-up that you need, and that's it, and let you go on your way. And, you know, I tend to be one of those mechanics.
Oh, sure. No, listen, you saved me. Mm. You put her in jail. I'll say that again.
It's an honor.
Without you that day, I was giving up. Everyone, I mean, imagine if you're me. Everyone in your life is telling you something, mm-hmm. people you love, and it's destroying mental health. I'm like obsessed, and I can't sleep, and the quality of my life is suffering, yes. and people are suffering around me, and I got to stop. And I was ready to stop. Like, you know, without you, she'd be out. She'd have scammed Bob's two homes for sure. Mm. For sure. My next question is, what's the meaning of life? Like, you're plugged in, right? What are we doing here? I mean, if for all the atheists listening, what's your take on what's life about? What's it all about, Alfie?
What a question. Yeah, I know. And what an opportunity to just talk about it, you know?
Yeah, because, well, I mean, I figure you're clearly at a different level and plugged into some kind of knowledge that I am not.
Well, I appreciate your confidence in me. What are we doing here? I mean, I know what I'm doing here. You know, I'm actually just trying to enjoy this world and this planet.
Yeah.
I think that everyone is born in a different position in the race of life. Mm-hmm. Some people are born on the inside of the track. Some people are born outside and they look a little farther ahead on the track. But I tend to believe that we're all here to tune into those subtle lessons that nature, that feelings, emotions, that art, that creativity that life gives us, our challenges give us. I think we're here to observe and study, and I think that we're all just vessels taking in information, and I think that when we die, that information goes somewhere. And I think we also try to pass that on to our families and our friends. Very much like this podcast, I'm here because I want to pass on the information, right? Everybody has intuition. If you're someone who has been scammed, right? Or if you're someone who has been through pain before and you're having a hard time trusting people even, you can listen to your intuition. And whenever we are hurt or taken advantage of or scammed by someone, I think it's the universe saying, slow down.
Yeah. There's something to learn here.
Feel into your own value.
Yeah.
And maybe invest in yourself. I think that there is a lesson for people who go through major heartache with scam, especially with financial loss. I think the universe is trying to get you to see your own value and to really review that and trust in that. Because, you know, it takes personal investment in self to get back on the horse and get back out there.
It does.
I know that you can relate to that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The other thing that I've learned is you don't know. Sometimes bad things happen to you, but they push you in a better direction. And the years go by, you're like, thank God that bad thing happened, because look who I am now. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many examples in my life, in my friends' life, my family's lives. So when something bad happens, if you get scammed or whatever, wait and see what that's going to force you to do.
Because
sometimes you got to be forced.
All the world is a stage, right?
Yeah.
So when you get a scene that is particularly spicy or juicy, you know, it's an opportunity to rise and play the character that life is asking you to play. So there's a part of you that has to fight back in the way that feels most appropriate to you.
Yeah.
Can you live with your fight? That would be my question.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know you can, because look at what we've done.
Yes.
Look at what's happened.
No, I mean, I'm grateful, you know, and I've said this. I was being interviewed and they asked me, have you forgiven her? Mm. And I have forgiven her because I hold no ill will towards her other than I don't want her scamming other people. I understand she is what she is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it's nothing personal.
She executed her skills to the best of her ability.
Yes.
So
and
guess
I was
what?
In the way.
We had to execute our skills to the best of that was us playing the game of life.
Yeah.
I was an unknowing participant, but there was something about my own energy that pulled me into this. And that's why I say it's an honor, because I got to use my skills for good.
You did.
You know, and that's what matters most.
Yes. And that's one of the reasons I don't hate her, and I'm grateful she scammed me in the end. Because look what it turned me into. You know, I have helped and am helping so many people because of what happened. They've reached out to me and I can't not help them because I've been through what I've been through.
Yes.
And I know I have inside info on how this system works and what are the phrases to tell police to get them involved and what are the phrases, you know, it's unless you go to law school, you don't know.
How was that for you? That had to be, you know, of course, frustrating, but was that intimidating at all in trying to actually play on an equal playing field, get them to listen to you and really look at what was happening?
Well, you know what? It's my skills as a TV producer that came to my rescue because I'm a quick study. And you have to be. When you're producing TV shows, you got to be an expert. A new show is a new opportunity to be an expert on a new set of things. So I quickly realized, all right, what do I have to learn to figure this out? And the minute the cop told me, well, there's no crime because you gave her the money, I started listing all the instances where that's not true. Like the IRS scammers, when they scam the elderly give them the money, but it's still a crime.
Yes.
And the cop had to think and like, you know, yeah, you're right. Because the low-level cops don't know the intricacies of, you know, grand theft by inducement. That's the word, inducement.
Wow.
And acting in reliance on is another phrase you have to use if you're writing a police report or an affidavit. I acted in reliance on her statements.
This is huge because, as you said, so many people get away with these crimes there is a complex, you know, you had to stay on this. You had to learn. And that's intimidating for victims who are just exhausted by what they've gone through.
Oh, yeah, I know. Listen, if I didn't call every day, I would have gotten nowhere. You have to nag the F out of them or they're not going to do anything. Because there is a pile of cases and there is a pile of dead bodies and so many other more serious crimes that unless you make the noise, they're not going to get back to you or care about it. But yeah, it's, you know, live and learn. So you mentioned earlier you have insight into Mayor Smith. I'll update you. Because of COVID, she was released early. And when she was released, Northern Ireland was on COVID lockdown. So that whole extradition plan that was in place is on pause because, you know, she's a nonviolent offender. She is not a priority for them. So what do you, where do you see her right now? What do you think she's feeling and thinking? What, you know?
I think her karma is going to play out fully. You know, from her energy, I get a lot of someone who has taken pleasure in harming others. There's a part of her character and her personality is just wired this way. So I feel her karma is actually trying to help reprogram her. So she has to have consequences in order for that to have any possibility of occurring. To crack the heart and to start healing some of those sinister issues and traumas that, you know, have caused her to scam others.
So you think there was some sinister issue?
Yes, I do.
In her life?
I do.
Like what would you say?
There's a lack. To take from others when you have all the skills to earn as a high earner and be very successful on your own, obviously very intelligent, very capable, there was a thrill and a pleasure of using the skill of manipulation, of storytelling. So there's a part of her life that wasn't fulfilled. I definitely think she's an actress.
I think she
enjoys the theater of life.
She does.
You know?
She could cry at the drop of a hat.
Yes.
She would cry because her family is trying to destroy her and she'd cry and it's so real, but then now I know none of that was real.
You know, I honestly feel that and I hate to say this, but I do believe that the money and taking from people was more just a consequence of her playing theater. She needed money to fund her different scenes and the things that the stories she wanted to tell.
Yeah.
She just needed capital to get all the props in place. And so I think anyone can look at that situation and maybe start to look at human beings and understand we're all playing a role in a character, but some of us just don't have any intention of harming others in the play that we're playing out.
Yeah, I think you nailed it because in speaking to all of the victims of hers I've spoken to, that is an underlying theme, the theatrics of everything. And she would have victims mingling with one another, people she's told different stories to, and she could get caught at any second. We could volunteer something that doesn't gel. But I think she got off on that.
Yes, there is a high that comes from that. There's a high from fulfilling the con, the play, the scene played out the way that she wanted and she didn't get caught. It's almost like she's the ghost character. We don't really know who she is, but she is manipulating, pulling strings and making things happen. So, you know, I have to give her intelligence and some of the mastermind ability there, you know, acknowledgement. But we want that for good. There's a lot going on. We could use Mayor for good. And I hope her, you know, just from my place in the world, my perspective, I do hope that the consequences do help crack her open and shift her consciousness to maybe use her skills for good. Wishful thinking, maybe. But I hope that.
You hope that. Mm-hmm. But what do you see? Is she going to get extradited?
Yeah. I do feel that she's going to get extradited.
Oh, thank God.
I do feel that, again, more consequences are coming, more full consequences. But unfortunately, I think the universe is working with her a little bit.
Yeah.
Just from my place of awareness, I think her and the universe are trying to figure things out. And, you know, she's not someone that's going to give up easily. So even if she never scams another person, I think she's always going to be highly creative and trying to build something. So everyone watch out for what Mare is going to build in the future. We'll see.
Right when you were speaking, I got an impression. So I'll just share it because it's relevant, especially based on what we talked about. You said, I think they're going to extradite her, but I think the universe, I think so too. Meaning, yes, she'll get extradited, but will that lead to anything? Will she get
time? I think she'll have a chance for redemption. And the reason why is because I, in my experience, people that are highly gifted, highly intelligent, they are here to fulfill a purpose with those skills. She has not fulfilled that purpose. So I do believe in my experience, the universe will give you another opportunity to see if you go left or right. Now, I think why you're so valuable is you're giving people an opportunity to not be harmed by her in the future. And so we do want this information to get out there because, you know, she wanted the stage and she'll have it.
She'll have it. She'll have it again.
She'll have an opportunity to play a good character or a bad character. And I think everyone just has to step back and let her do her thing. In the game of life, it's often not what we want, but we all are given a pretty fair opportunity in different ways and different stages to experience our greatness. I just don't think she had any positive influence to experience positive greatness.
Yeah.
I think the universe will throw her a bone and give her a chance to do the right thing, but if she doesn't, I think the consequences will be much worse than this time.
Ooh, that's good to hear. I mean, you know, if I just want to keep her out of the public's way because she's good and she seems like she wants to help people. That's how she comes across. That's why everyone loves her because she seems so kind and giving and helpful, but it was to a nefarious means.
Pretending to help requires a lot less actual hard work. It requires a lot less sweat equity to really sacrifice to help people. So, you know, I think she wanted it. Maybe she just didn't have the strength, the courage to do the real work.
Yeah. And the last thing I want to ask you before we lock up shop is a lot of people, my friends, my family, now that she's out, they're scared for me. Aren't you scared she's going to come after you, they say. And this, and before I let you answer what you see, I'm not scared because if you were her, would you want to go near me? And technically, California is a three-strike state. That means she's already convicted of two felonies, one for the Pacific Islands, 200 grand, one for scamming me. A third felony conviction would mean she'd get at least a 25-year sentence, automatic.
And that's exactly what I mean by she will find opportunity in this world. She will sniff it out. And, you know, she will have an opportunity to either do good with what's presented to her or to do harm or to take advantage. That may be the third strike. So, you know, we'll let her karma be what it is through her own creative choices. But should you be afraid? Like you said, absolutely not. I see you as a pit bull in the spirit, you know, for good.
Thank you.
We don't want to get bit by the pit bull, as we now know.
Right.
Don't underestimate you.
I mean, there's part of me is like, I hope she does something. So I'll be on her again, like white on rice, and I'll get her arrested again.
You've found a little bit of your new skin, right?
Yes.
And you've grown so much in this process. So yeah, people should watch out for you, Jonathan.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, Buddha Noah. It has been an honor and enlightening speaking to you. And, you know, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for calming me down that day and for redirecting me. Because I wanted you to tell me, yes, you can let it go, be at peace. But no, you said, you're going to win. That's literally what you said. You're going to win. And gosh darn it, I did.
You know. Well, it's been my pleasure to be a background team member in this effort to have justice served for the victims. It's an honor and it's a pleasure.
Yes. And for those of you listening, even though you live in Los Angeles, you take calls from all over the world, right?
I do.
So if you Google Buddha Noah, you're like the first seven search results.
Yes. And you know, I'm not on social media. I am definitely in my hermit energy and I would be completely open to taking phone calls or Zoom calls or FaceTimes or Skypes. Yeah. So yes, Google me. You will find my Yelp page, Los Angeles Buddha Noah, and I would be happy to support anyone that needs a reading, very much like you did that day. Any life questions that come up, relationship questions, destiny, purpose, I'd be happy to tune in and help anyone that needs it.
And it was a phone call I had with you. I never met you. I'm only face-to-face with you now, but at the time it was a phone call. And yes. So for people thinking, well, can he be accurate over the phone? Absolutely. Yes.
Energy is energy.
Energy is energy.
And I'll be prepared. If we get on the phone, if we get, you know, even if we're not on video, the energy is absolutely able to be read. And I want everyone listening to really consider that, practicing your own intuitive energy, or maybe if you've never had a reading, try it.
Try it. Mm-hmm. Buddha Noah is a good guy.
You never know what you're going to get.
I can vouch. Yes. Thank you, Buddha Noah.
Absolutely.
Queen of the Con, the Irish Heiress, is a production of AYR Media and iHeartRadio, hosted by me, Jonathan Walton. Executive producers, Jonathan Walton for Jonathan Walton Productions, and Aliza Rosen for AYR Media. Written by Jonathan Walton. Consulting producer, Evan Goldstein. Senior associate producer, Eric Newman. Sound design by Cameron Taggy. Mixed and mastered by Cameron Taggy. Audio engineering by Elliot Herman. Legal counsel for AYR Media, Gianni Douglas. Executive producer for iHeartRadio, Chandler Mays.